beware. Beware. This is a warning. The Grim Reaper of Radio, Bob Romanek, with his off-the-record show, is about to air. He's probably the nastiest and craziest son of a bitch that you've ever had the misfortune to encounter. The Grim Reaper show will be very controversial and probably quite tasteless. If you are even slightly offended by controversial matter concerning religion, racial matters, politics, or life's problems, you are hereby warned to turn this program off immediately. The Grim Reaper show will be, like his face, very scary and very ugly. At this time, not proudly, but shamefully, presents to you Bob Romanek, the craziest son of a bitch on the radio today.
The nurses all gathered round, and they gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, "Leave this one alone." She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad to the bone, bad, 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 bad to the bone.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's by-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot. This is Bob Romanek, the craziest, no-goodness, rottenest, evilest bastard you'll ever want to hear on the radio. But I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm a proud white man, and I'm going to tell you what I'm thinking every day. If you don't like it, turn it off right now, you idiots, because I do not give a damn. I've said before, I have the person I respect and love the most listens to me every day, and that's the only one I care about, and that's me. So nobody else has to listen. I don't super glue your radio knob to 1190, so change it. Get your hand off your penis, put it on the radio dial, and change to another station, because
you're a white honky, you cracker, drop dead, you honky.
I wish my president of my fan club would quit calling, giving me problems. That's the president of my fan club, so you can imagine everybody else. Hey, on a real serious note, Saturday night, we were at the Liuna Center in Sunset Hills. Kip Cuervo, a great and excellent promoter, promoted the Johnny Cash tribute show with Bill Furness, a great Johnny Cash artist. A sold-out crowd. We had great entertainment. It benefited a great cause, the St. Louis County Police Benevolent Fund. It was packed. You couldn't move. Everybody had a great time. And I want to thank everybody that we in the radio station spoke with. Apparently, we're well listened to all throughout the area, because we had a great reception for KQQZ, an overwhelming reception at the event. Everyone's so friendly and cordial. I don't know when I've been to another place like that. I tried to go to the Snoot Fest over in St. Louis, in North St. Louis. Didn't get the same reaction, but there again, hey, we want to thank everybody for attending. Thank everybody for supporting the Police Benevolent Fund. And I want to thank all the police officers who talked with us. Had probably 30 or 40 come up. And as always, we want to say that we salute you heroes to protect us and our families 24/7. So a great time at the Lyon. And I also want to say hello to, and I didn't get everybody's name, I wish I had of, but Andre and Emily from Arnold, two great people from Arnold. They have a friend, Buck, who was sick. They wanted me to sign a hat for him. Said when he got out of the hospital, the first thing he wanted was a radio to listen to my show. I guess he liked the hospital so much he wanted to get sick, listen to my show, and go back in. But anyway, Buck, I know that you're listening. I just hope that you feel a lot better and get well soon. And again, Andre and Emily will be contacting you, good people. It was an honor and a privilege to be there and talk to all the great people at the Lyona Event Center Saturday night. Also, want to say hello to Chris. That's Doughboy. Everybody knows him by Doughboy. He's out at the Laverty Power Plant in Laverty, Missouri. And I want to thank him and salute him and all the Carpenters Union, 377, the Carpenters Local 377. Doughboy and all you great guys out there, keep up the good work. See, nobody salutes the carpenters, the bricklayers, the iron workers. Nobody salutes the Teamsters. Nobody salutes Local 600, the truckers. Until we need them, until we understand that they're out there making this country great. Nobody salutes the farmers. Talk with some farmers Saturday night. Nobody salutes them when you go get your bread and meat and everything else. You don't even think about it. But we want to salute all the hardworking people that have made this country great, and they're going to keep this country great. So again, thank you guys very much. Got an email, and I appreciate all the emails. Can't answer most of them. Don't have the time. Bob was just wondering who sang the reparation song that you played earlier this week or towards the end of last week. I'm having trouble finding it. I'm an avid listener and enjoy your show. Keep up the great fight. Your friend, Adam. Well, thank you very much, Adam. You guys can go to Google and just Google in Johnny Rebel, common spelling, Johnny Rebel song, and you'll get all the songs. And we're going to sing, we're going to play one of these songs here momentarily because it pisses me off. It really pisses me off. I am the national director, and we're going to really get going on it here shortly. We've been busy with everything else, trying to keep the white race around, because apparently if you're white, you're the bad guy. But I am the national director for the National Association for Majority Equality, and we've called over to the NAACP headquarters. We want fair people. All we want is fair and equal treatment for everyone. The National Association for Majority Equality, name. All we ask for is fair and equal treatment for everyone. We will not ask for any more. We will never ask for any more. Members of the National Association for Majority Equality, we will never ask for any more than equal treatment. That's fair to everybody. But the caveat is, we will not tolerate. Do you hear me? We will not tolerate. Nor will we accept any less. Equal treatment for everybody. That's all we want as white people, but we're not getting it. So we've contacted the St. Louis chapter of the NAACP. We're going to try to contact the national chapter, Mr. Gaskin over there in St. Louis. And I got a nigger song for you, Ain't Nothing But Niggers, because see, when I get pissed off, I can do what the hell I want. And these niggers, not the proud blacks, as always, keep them out of the equation. If I get pissed off, I'm going to do what the hell I want. And you know we are. We are the WAR Radio Network. White Awareness Radio, W-A-R. White Awareness Radio, just like Black Entertainment Television. Nobody comes after them for being racist. All I want to do is make the white community aware. White Awareness Radio. There can't be anything racist about making the white community aware, but we are WAR, the first WAR Radio Network. And you've heard it. The first and only radio station in the country that has the nerve and guts to stand up. Stand up, you hear me? Not against the proud black community. We want them standing up with us. Not against the proud black community, but instead to stand up and speak up loud and proud for the proud white community. That's WAR, W-A-R, White Awareness Radio, keeping the proud white community informed in this violent, turbulent, ever-changing world. They keep the black community and farm, Black Entertainment Television, all these black stations, black radio stations, they always keep the black community informed. Nobody thinks that's racist, but let a white guy stand up. Let a white guy stand up for white folks. And man, you're the biggest racist in town. And people, I'm going to talk politics, but I'm going to talk about racial issues. We are the only radio network in the country that'll talk up and be proud to be white. Not fighting against the blacks, not even fighting against the niggers. Just trying to take care of our community, not trying to take anything away from anybody, but trying to get fair and equal treatment. And I don't think anybody can argue that point. But anyway, we've contacted Mr. Gaskin, the president of the St. Louis chapter of the NAACP, and we want to know, and we want to demand his name, the National Association for what? Majority equality. We want to make sure that they rescind their fight and their big fight against Kevin Steinkrush. You guys remember he was fired about a month ago from Channel 2. Somebody says he's a homosexual. I don't know if he is, but if he is, where's the gay community? Even the gay community is afraid of the niggers. But Kevin Steinkrush, fired for mispronouncing a name. You people know that. He said Martin Luther Kuhn instead of Martin Luther King. Hell, I mispronounce words all the time. Well, I really don't mispronounce them. I have my Bob Romanek dictionary, and whatever I say, that's the way it is. You look up stuff in Merriam-Webster's dictionary, and I've got the Bob Romanek dictionary. But anyway, you people remember that. Mispronounce the word, and what do? The NAACP, all the nigger groups, the state legislators, Marie Chappelle Nadel, Jamil Nasheed, Bruce Franks, they want this idiot fired. And he is an idiot because he apologized to the nigger community. That's what pissed me off with this bastard. He apologized when he shouldn't apologize, and that's what's wrong. The white community apologizes for things they didn't do wrong. I don't do anything wrong. I speak what I want. I'm not going to apologize. I say nigger because the niggers say nigger, and I'm not going to apologize. But anyway, you guys know Wendy Williams last week said nigger on the air on national television, and nothing from the NAACP, nothing from any black civil rights group demanding her termination, or the other niggers. Remember the other niggers who said racist terms against the white community? Mike Che calling us all crackers. Don Lemon, that gay faggot nigger bastard, saying that white men are bigger terrorists than the terrorists. You know all this. Snoop Doggy Dogg depicting killing the president. They have national TV shows, but we sit back like a bunch of idiots. We sit back like a bunch of idiots and let this crap go. And I'm tired. I'm tired of letting this crap go. And I hope you good people are too. I want to provoke you. I don't want to shock you. Provoke you into getting off your ass and doing something. No violence. We don't need violence. We just need to stand strong. So I'm demanding, as I believe everybody else, that you put Kevin Steinkrush back to work. Channel 2, you bunch of hypocritical bastards, to save a sponsorship, you'll can Kevin Steinkrush. You bastards know he did nothing wrong. Boy, isn't that hell working for Channel 2? You don't have to do anything wrong. Somebody says just has to say that you did something wrong, and boy, Channel 2, zip, you're out the door. But don't you people understand? It's not in our backyard. It was in Kevin Steinkrush's backyard. It's in all these white people's backyard. But eventually, it's going to be in our backyard. Do you understand that? I hope you good people do, and we're going to keep fighting. Kevin Steinkrush, you need to stand up and say, hey, I apologize for apologizing. I did nothing wrong. I mispronounced. A white man mispronounces a word. He didn't even say coon. He said kuhn. We played it time after time. The nigger said get rid of him. And boy, the white boy just threw him under the bus. You white son of a bitches are lame. You white son of a bitches better wise up. Because it was Kevin Steinkrush's ass yesterday. It may be your ass tomorrow. And it just really, really pisses me off. But we're going to stay on top of that. Now, I got to say, this is legit. This is legit. This come out of National Fox News. Now listen to me and follow me, people. Follow me. Death of Ferguson activists leads some to believe something is sinister at play. Now, there's niggers dying in Ferguson after the Michael Brown shooting, and they're trying to blame a conspiracy on the police because they say some of these people were involved in the protest. But that's how stupid these niggers are. The violent deaths of multiple Ferguson activists lead some to believe something sinister is at play. I'm reading this from Fox News, National Fox News. Yeah, there's something sinister at play. You stupid violent niggers, you racist niggers, you violent no good criminal thug niggers. That's what's the sinister at play? Are you crazy? But they're trying to link the sometimes violent deaths of a half dozen men linked somehow to the 2014 protest that rocked Ferguson, Missouri, including two found in burning cars and three who allegedly committed suicide. Now, the niggers of Black Lives Matter, Bruce Franks, all these niggers are going to try to say it sparked fear in some that there's something sinister afoot. The Associated Press reported in an extensive investigation. The Associated Press, people, you hear me? In an extensive investigation says a death, which include a man who collapsed on a bus. Well, I guess he didn't like seeing white people. I don't know. He died on a bus. They want to blame him. They said it might have been an overdose, but maybe a white guy gave him to him. White guy must have given him that dope that killed him. Gotta be white. Gotta be white. It's unbelievable. And Reverend Darrell Gray told the Associated Press he found a suspicious box inside his car. And when authorities came to inspect it, they found a 6-foot python inside. Everybody's on pins and needles. Do you people understand how these niggers want to always be the victims? How the niggers want to make us white people? We get blamed for every damn thing. Since the years after the protest of the police-involved shooting, activists say they've been targeted in dangerous ways. Well, anybody can say that. This Cori Bush, she ran against Clay for congressman. She says, in quotes, "Something is happening," says Cori Bush, the leader of the Ferguson protest. She told the Associated Press, "I've been vocal about things that I've experienced and still experience. The harassment, the intimidation, the death threats, the death attempts." Now, you're a lousy lying bitch. But see, they'll print this crap because a nigger said it. Let a white guy come out and say it. Nothing's going to happen. Oh, you remember Jussie Smollett? Yeah, I saw it was a white guy. It wasn't a white guy. You don't hear anything about that crap anymore. If it had been a white guy trying to set up two niggers, man, it would have been a badass thing. It would still be on the front page. She says her car's been run off the road. Her home's been vandalized. Somebody fired a bullet into her home in 2014. Narrowly are missing her daughter. Let me tell you what, no white guy's going to drive by the nigger community and start shooting inside houses. That's nigger crap. You hear me? And see, you white people, you better be pissed off. I don't believe it. You people sit back. Now, these are the niggers telling the Associated Press, and the Associated Press, they're not from around here. But it says that there's a sinister afoot. Darren Seals, who was shown in a video during the night of the protest comforting Brown's mother, was shot multiple times with his body torched in a vehicle in 2016. Well, that's because it's a North St. Louis. Now, I guarantee you, you ain't seen the Ku Klux Klan go up there and kill this nigger, put him in a car, and burn the son of a bitch in a black area. But you see how they want to flip the script, people? And I know a lot of the niggers, Bob Romanek's a racist. I'm not a racist, people. I'm a realist. I want to get you off your ass. Get off your ass. Both proud white and proud black. I read this crap. It pisses me off. And you proud white people and proud black people, you're drinking your coffee. You're eating your crumpets and whatever the hell you eat at breakfast. You know it's got to piss you off. They're blaming white people for the death of any nigger in North St. Louis. The nigger's body was torched, shot multiple times, put in the car. Hey, nobody's got more experience burning cars than the niggers. You can see in any protest, them niggers can start a fire awful quick. I guess they've got matches. I don't know. I don't understand. Well, you got to have matches to light those blunts. And I want to be serious, people. I know you may lose it in my crazy translation. But four others that died out of the six were ruled suicide. They were ruled suicide. But you know what? The mother claimed that he had been lynched. And lynched, he means by white folks. Black folks don't lynch black folks. She didn't say it, but you know what she meant. Lynched, but the death was ruled a suicide. And another, Basim Marisi, was found unresponsive on a bus. And toxicology result showed he had died of a result of an overdose. Now, there's four or five that can be explained away, but now these niggers are saying it's the white folks. The niggers are saying it's the white folks. And us white folks just sit back and take it. And you know, if we keep taking it, they're going to keep dishing it out. The niggers are killing each other. It's the nigger thugs killing the niggers, not the whites going over to North St. Louis. They want to make it all a conspiracy, people, and eventually blame everything as the niggers always do, the consummate scapegoat. The white guy did it. It's unbelievable, people. And I'll sit here and I'll argue that fact every day. And I'm pissed off. And NAACP in St. Louis, have some guts. Have some integrity. Pull that the man, that Kevin Steincross, be fired. I don't like the guy because I think he's a pussy. I think he's a wimp because he apologized for something to you niggers that he didn't need to apologize for. But see, you niggers, after it happens, you'll stand around and laugh and say, look it, I know you say it. Not the proud blacks. Always keep the proud blacks out of the equation. You niggers will say, hey, we got another white guy. And that's what Jesse Smollett up there in Chicago thought he had, what? Another white guy. Well, you didn't have another white guy, you nigger Smollett. But again, we don't hear any of that crap. But Kevin Steincross, man, you got to go. But you hypocritical niggers, that bobblehead alien-looking Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson, all you nigger race-baiting bastards, you're not here. Why don't you be fair? Why don't you be fair and say, hey, Kevin Steincross did nothing. He should be back to work. But no, see, one good thing about a nigger, niggers ain't backing down. Whether they're right or wrong, niggers are not backing down. And it just pisses me off that they want to blame white people for the killings after the Ferguson incident. Anybody that was out there protesting, burning down things in Ferguson, they got caught a year later with multiple gunshot wounds to his body in a car, torched the car. It's a white guy's fault. No, it's the nigger's fault. And it's going to continue to be the nigger's fault until the proud white and proud black community put these bastards in their place. It's unbelievable, this Cori Bush. I've been vocal about things and I've experienced and still experience the harassment, the intimidation, the death threats, the death attempts. Now, I want to see all the police reports, Cori Bush, Ferguson activist. No, see, if you're a nigger, you're an activist. If you're white, you're a racist. See, I'm an activist, but no, I'm not. No, I'm a racist. All you got to do is look at my skin. I'm white. So I'm going to say we're going to take a break. But Mr. Gaskin, the president of the NAACP in St. Louis, I'm calling your nigger racist ass out. I don't even notice Kevin Steincross. I think he's a piece of crap. But I'm going to defend the white guy because he needs defended. Nobody else is going to defend him. The news channel, too. Why didn't they say, hey, listen, he said Kuhn. Why didn't they say, hey, you never bitched about Wendy Williams, that nigger drag queen bitch saying nigger? And Kevin Steincross didn't even say nigger, he said Kuhn. But boy, wasn't it, think about it, people. You go through the archives when that happened. It wasn't 20 minutes later that the NAACP demanded his resignation, demanded that he be fired. And he was gone, and he's still gone. And Kevin Steincross, you ought to stand your ass up and say, hey, enough's enough. I'd file suit against them son of a bitches. Channel 2, you bunch of asswipe, white, stupid, cracker bastards. You ought to be ashamed to be white. You need to fight that, especially after this national syndicated Wendy Williams gets away with it. And notice, people, again, those niggers, nobody's saying nothing. Nobody's talking about it but Bob Romanek. And that's bull crap. Hey, Gaston, all you niggers, NAACP, all you rotten bastards that don't like me, I don't give a damn. But what I say is the truth today and every day. I'm going to dedicate this song to all, not the proud blacks. I respect and honor the proud black community. I see proud black men and women working every day, going to work. I mean, you know what? When they get off, they don't go to the taverns. They go home to their families. Fathers and mothers go home to their families. Remember last week when we read an article that 70% of black men go home to their families, but whites don't? It's always the white guy's fault. Well, this is my fault, niggers, not proud black. Hey, all you niggers, ain't nothing but niggers. This is dedicated to you, the NAACP, all you racist groups that don't want to be fair to the white community. You may get away with it somewhere else, but you ain't getting away with it here. This is dedicated to y'all.
They call them coons, they call them toads, they call them darkies, but heaven knows, ain't nothing but niggers trying to get under our skin. We pay our taxes, they get a check. We make a living, they're having sex. Ain't nothing but niggers trying to get under our skin. They They demonstrate and aggravate. Hey, white man, you know that is true. They integrate and agitate and make us hate the things that they do. Lord, they do. They know the system. They get it free. They keep on taking from you and me. Ain't nothing but niggers trying to get under our skin. They got the food stamps, we got the cash. They're eating T-bone, we're eating hash. Ain't nothing but niggers trying to get under our skin. They're getting the gold mine, we're hitting the shaft. They're taking a handout, we're taking crap. Ain't nothing but niggers trying to get under our skin. They demonstrate and aggravate. Hey, white man, you know that is true. They integrate and agitate and make us hate the things that they do. Lord, they do. They know the system. They get it free. They keep on taking from you and me. Ain't nothing but niggers trying to get under our skin. Trying to get under our skin.
Now, people, think about it. If they would have said Negro, if they'd have said black, and I wish they wouldn't have said black, because I would not have played it, because the proud black community doesn't need this crap. If they'd have said Negro, anything else, the niggers would still be pissed. But take nigger, take that word nigger, which they use every day on their rap stations, take that out of the equation. Isn't everything that was said there is true? And that's just not about the niggers. That's about the crackers and the hunkies. I go to the store, I tell you, and I've made some money in my life. I watch what I buy. But the niggers with the food stamps, with the 7, 9, 12, 14 kids, they're eating good. They're eating a steak. They don't give a damn what it costs. Because they're getting the money from us, the hardworking white and hardworking black people of this great United States. So again, think about it. Maybe it's vile to you niggers. Maybe some proud blacks don't appreciate it. But take nigger out of that song, substitute that word nigger, and it'd still be 100% correct. And again, they're niggers. They're not the proud black community. Someone asked us to play video and audio of Wendy Williams. You can get it on my Facebook page, Crazy Reaper Bob Romanek. That's Crazy Reaper Bob Romanek. And you can hear it there. But people, think about that song. Think about what it said. And we'll be back right after this break. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio. And you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM. Insane broadcasting at its finest. America's bi-state voice of freedom. Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The only thing worse than listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of radio, is perhaps getting your head severed. But then some will say it's a toss-up. Now, back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Who let the dogs out?
Was spiced, the party was bumping.
Hey-ya.
And everybody having a ball. Until the fellas started name calling. And the girls respond to the call. I hear a poor one shout out.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM Insane Broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio. And as always, we are proud, very proud to be the Patriot.
Gonna take it. No, we ain't gonna take it.
Dark side, and you're damn straight, I'm not going to take it anymore. To finish up on this crap in Ferguson, this is how it's always slanted. The newspaper said Brown was unarmed, a black man, Brown was unarmed, but Wilson said he fired in self-defense when the black teenager came at him menacingly. What kind of crap is that? And then this Bush says her car's been run off the road, been shot at. Living under constant threat is exhausting, she said, but she won't give in. This nigger won't give in unless you give her some snoots and blunts and some Muscatel wine, you no-good, hypocritical, lousy, lying bitch. And then it says in the paper, and I say this because it always puts a bad light on the white community. The grand jury declined to charge Wilson, prompting one of the most violent nights of demonstration. Now, they're pissed at him because he did nothing wrong. They didn't decline. They had no reason to indict him. These niggers don't care. So because of the white guy didn't get indicted for something he didn't do, the niggers tear up Ferguson because that's what they do. They don't talk about that. And it says that night, this gal's car was burned. And guess what? She was in it. Now, a shot in the head. Now, I know a white guy did that. See, that's some nigger did that. Gonna blame it on the white community. Gonna blame it on the racist. But see, the niggers are always, always right. The thug niggers and white people are always wrong. It's unbelievable, people, how we let this crap happen. We let this crap happen. And this was national news on Fox News. And 5 out of the 6 could be accounted for, suicides and whatever. But it's a sinister event going on. Are you crazy? And then in New Jersey, they want to test a universal basic income program. They're flirting with a program that would guarantee an income for residents whether or not they want to work. Hey, niggers, y'all. I'm for New Jersey doing that. Newark, New Jersey, because all you niggers will be on the Greyhound or carjack a car. And that's another thing. Why is, what's these niggers got against cars? They always, now 1 out of 100 may be white if they're trying to get away from police, but these niggers, they just, not the proud blacks, always keep them out. These niggers, they just love carjacking cars. I don't understand that. But anyway, Newark Mayor Rosh Baraka, a nigger boy, a nigger you can tell, he wants to take care of his people, gonna create a tax force and a pilot program to give people in crisis $400 a month to experience a setback that may cause difficulty. No, the setback is they're out there selling dope. They've got enough money. They just want what they can get free. But Newark, New Jersey, and this nigger mayor wants to push it where everybody gets money. Everyone would get money, whether you work or not. Now, you think he's doing that for the white community? Is he doing that for the black community? You know exactly. You know exactly why he's doing it. And then, I don't know if we spoke about it, but this liberal college, they don't want the students to have to deal with racist white professors. And they want free detergent. This is true. This is in the Fox News. Students of color should not be forced to resort to racist white professors. Now, what are you talking about? See, everybody that's white's a racist. They use that term, and these Muslims are starting to use that term, and I'll get to that momentarily. They don't want to offer courses about people of color unless it's people of color talking about people of color. A 30-year-old college professor, black, he don't know any more about slavery than a white guy does. Probably knows less about slavery. But they want to chastise and criticize the entire white community. But see, we're letting them get away with it. We're letting these niggers, not the proud blacks, they don't want to get involved in this crap. It's these niggers, and they keep going and going like the Energizer Bunny. They keep going and going. Now this Tlaib, this Congress bitch, this Muslim, said that to build the wall would be totally racist. I heard that on TV this morning. She said it. This Muslim Congress bitch, Tlaib, said it'd be totally racist. Now see, now the niggers got the Muslims using racist against the white guys. Everything's racist. And as you can see, the Muslims, they started using it. Hey, the niggers can get away with it. And they're doing a good job getting away with it, calling everybody racist, every white, that we don't get what we want, every white that doesn't agree with us in this great country. I ask, how much more vile mileage can these political idiots get out of using this tiresome word called racist racism? And this Beto O'Rourke, he's a failed congressman from Texas. He's saying that capitalism is racist. I heard him say that on TV today, and don't think if I'm lying, I'm dying. And I know a lot of my enemies like me to die, but I ain't lying, so I ain't dying today. Said on national television, Beto O'Rourke, a white stupid cracker son of a bitch, a progressive wing nut bastard, a presidential candidate in the 2020 election. That's what this country's come to. Says capitalism is racist. Well, how the hell you need to get with this Tlaib, the congressman from Michigan, because we got to be capitalists if we want to give the niggers everything. You got to get with this mayor. Hey, niggers, mayor of Newark, New Jersey, want to give you lazy niggers that don't want to work, and you crackers and hunkies, there's enough shame and blame in the game to go around. Get your asses to Newark, New Jersey, because you get money for doing nothing. You will get money for doing nothing to people. Don't you understand what I'm talking about? I think that you do. I honestly think that you know what I'm talking about. And I'm going to congratulate Belleville West. They won the state basketball championship in their grade level. And so did East St. Louis. And I read something, the City of Champions. Yes, it is a city of champions in sports, but it's a city of failure. And you can thank that to Amika Hicks. The mayor, the failed mayor for the last 4 years, hasn't done anything to the good citizens of East St. Louis, but the city of failure for everything else other than sports. And I guarantee you, one half of one half of one half of 0.5% of those students that come out of East St. Louis with these state championships will never make it to college because they don't give a damn. The politicians down there, not the public servants, the politicians down there don't give a damn about an education for the black community. They give a damn about sports. City of Champions, my ass. When we have to support these kids when they come out of college or fail college or can't even get into college, then they become the proud white and the proud black, the hardworking members of this great country. Then they become the burden on us. If they were a burden on you bastards that created the problem, it'd be different, but it's not. It's created a problem for us, the proud white and proud black community. Hey, and I want to say on a note before we go to break, drove by the Hoff Brew House. They're hiring waitresses, and I would guess so, because I told you, and I'd been informed, and we'll allege it, but I believe it happened, that several of the paychecks have bounced. So I guess if I'm a waitress and a paycheck bounce, I'm out of there. So they've got a big sign you can drive by on Route 15. Waitresses needed. And then right behind that, lease, for lease. They're leasing 1 to 5 acre parcels down there at the Hoff Brewhouse complex. Hey, failed mayor of Belleville, the big pussy, Maximus Vagina Seckert. The much failed mayor, now on the much failed Hoff Brewhouse. Where was all the hotels? See, that's like the niggers. These politicians, when they do something right, they'll talk about it for 3 years. They do something wrong, you don't ever hear about it. That Hoff Brewhouse was 2 years coming late, was gonna have hotels, big five-star hotels. Mark the big pussy Maximus Vagina Seckert. I don't see any of that, you lousy lying son of a bitch. You pussy boy, you asswipe, incompetent idiot bastard. You give all the tax incentives. You cost the good people, the hardworking taxpayers of Belleville, $3 million for infrastructure. And you've got a failed Hoff Brewhouse there that's hiring waitresses, allegedly passing bad payroll checks, asking that that area be leased. How are you going to lease 1 to 5 acre parcels, the big pussy Maximus Vaginas, if five-star hotels are coming in there, in soccer parks and everything else you promised 2 or 3 years ago? I'm not going to let you forget it. Everybody else may let you forget it, you asswipe, incompetent bastard. Drive by the Hoff Brewhouse, leasing 1 to 5 acre parcels. They're begging. They ain't leasing. They're begging. They'd probably give it to you to put something up. And Mayor Eckert, why don't you come out and say, hey, I made a mistake. It was wrong. See, these politicians, they're like the newsmen. When they make a mistake, you never hear about it again. But let them get one thing right. Oh, it rained for 20 minutes. Was I right? Well, yeah, but it rained for 20 minutes 4 weeks ago, buddy. That was the last time you were right. And these politicians are the same way. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom, Renegade Radio, and as always, we are proud, very, very proud to be the Patriot.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Don't give up the fight.
Listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, is like getting shot in the head. It only hurts for a little while. Then you die and the pain is gone.
From KQQZ 1190 AM, St. Louis, Missouri, USA, you're listening to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
This program intended for mature audiences.
The Grim Reaper of Radio, death and taxes. Three things you never really want to experience. Now, let's get back to Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything.
This is Bob Romanek, the Grim Reaper of Radio, and you're listening to the all-new KQQZ 1190 AM, insane broadcasting at its finest, America's bi-state voice of freedom. Welcome back to the dark side. We're going to get to it tomorrow. We always run out of time. But the killings in New Zealand, the killings all over, they say white supremacists. Why aren't they just crazy guys? Why do they have to be white supremacists? Because they want to use that name white supremacist, which means everybody that's white is a supremacist. It's not every person of color, every black-skinned person is a nigger. No, there's a lot of proud blacks. That's why I separate them. And there's a lot of proud whites. But they want to say white supremacists did the killing. You never hear it when a bunch of niggers kill. You never hear black supremacist over in St. Louis. You never hear anything when it's a black-related crime. Half the time, you don't even know it's a black man. And it just really, really pisses me off, people. And I'm going to sit here today and every day. I'm going to talk politics. I'm going to talk race. I'm going to, number one, talk whatever the hell I want to talk. I'm going to talk whatever's on my mind. And this crap just pisses me off. White supremacist. Everything that happens. And they read articles in the paper, these asswipe liberal papers. They talk about a guy was strapped to a chair in the jail. He died because he took some kind of drug. Contained a mixture of meth, cocaine, and bath salts. The police didn't know what the son of a bitch had in his system. You think this asswipe bastard's going to tell him, hey, I got illegal drugs on me. But it's always a police officer's fault, just like it's always the white man's fault. We have to get over that, people. We have to stand up and be counted. We have to stand up and say, hey, when a white man's wrong, we're going to say he's wrong. But I'll be damned if we're going to get down on our knees when we're right just because you niggers want us to, just because you niggers, if we don't, we'll go out and tear and destroy and burn down everything. Sometimes we got to take a little bit of hurt. Sometimes it hurts to work out so you can win a football game, to work out so you can win a baseball game. Sometimes it takes a little effort, a little strain, a little sacrifice. And that's what we all need to do, both proud white and proud black. If we have to sacrifice a little bit to get back on the right track, then so be it. But let's don't let these niggers, now we got the Muslims involved. Muslim, get your ass over to your foreign countries where they won't even let you vote. They won't let you drive a car. They won't let you talk. But you get this nigger Congress bitch to leave. She comes over, she's a Muslim, and she brings the Muslims over, and they all vote her in, and now they want to change America? No, get your ass back where you're going. If you want to come to America, act like an American, be an American, be proud of this great country. Don't try to come over and destroy this country, because we, as a proud Americans, both black and white, hopefully, we're not going to let it happen. Let somebody stand up. Let somebody stand up for what's right. It must not be politically correct all the time. I'm never politically correct. I'm politically insane. The politicians have drove me to that. And if you people would be honest, they've driven you to it too. Think about it. Now, we usually go out with the Nigger Nation, but we're going to go out today with waiting for 12 welfare checks. And you can put the white community, the hunkies and the crackers in it, because they don't want to work either. I know some white people are the biggest bums in the world. They wouldn't get up out of bed if they were drowned. And if their house got flooded, they'd just drown. And there's a lot of niggers like that. But see, the niggers are okay because slavery 150 years ago, reparations. You can't give me one nigger from the age of 1 to 30 that's been discriminated against. Now, maybe because he goes in for a job with the grills in his teeth, with his pants down to his ass smelling, with a blunt in his hand, smell like marijuana, with his hair all greasy and braids. But see, a nigger goes in for a job like that, he don't want the job. So think about it, people. Again, we're going to go out of disrespect to all the crackers, the hunkies, and the niggers. We're going to go out of disrespect about 12 welfare checks. So as always, people, let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks that we call politicians. Don't confuse them with the few and far between public servants. That's people that get elected and do for everybody, decent people, public servants. And there are some of them out there. I'm talking about these ass white bastard politicians like Mark the Big Pussy Maximus Vaginus Eckert, the fail mayor of Belleville, who lies about the Hoff Brewhouse, all these politicians in St. Louis who lie about everything and nobody calls them out. Well, I'll call you bastards out every day. So let's continue to unite to expose these ass white bastard political parasitical punks we call politicians. And at the end of the day, let's destroy them before they destroy us. No violence. Let's destroy them politically, of course, right here on the Dark
the Patriot.
Your First Amendment and All American Station.
A division of Insane Broadcasting.
Renegade Radio.
KQQZ St. Louis.